This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And we invite you, wherever you are, whether you're at home or whatever, to kick your shoes off and put your feet up and lean back and get yourself a cup of coffee or something and just relax and join us in enjoying some very quiet and romantic and relaxed music for a couple of hours.
I'm so glad to be here tonight. I'm so glad to be home. And I got a message for every woman and every man tonight that ever needed somebody to love. Someone to love them really bad. Someone to please them all the time. Push them when they're down, and someone to talk them when they're up. And if you had somebody all the time, you'd be really happy. You know, sometimes you get what you want, but you lose what you have. Let everybody here listen to my song tonight. It'll save the whole world.
The show. To help us keep the theater clean, please, during the movie, use empty cups and containers to collect your trash. Nobody likes a dirty, sticky theater. So for the viewing pleasure of yourself and those around you, remember to deposit your trash at intermission in any of the convenient lobby trash containers. Thanks for helping us keep the theater clean and comfortable for everybody.
As my late friend, the creature of the night, used to say, you people, he was a weirdo, and I loved him. And part of his irritation or reference was from the fact that other people didn't like Stevie Nicks, like me. It was his reason to be. I'm not kidding about this one. I'll be kidding because we tease because we love. During the program. And if you people don't appreciate what we had to go through to get to this damn Studio A tonight, and it's not damnable at all. It's our lifeline to the world and your ears. There'll be black eyes all around. So if you're a steady listener, thank you. If you know someone who's not listening tonight, tell them, get your ears in gear. Because the Mystery Man and the Pale Face, me, Jumpin' JB, are on the air, and we are here to sing and dance for you over the next couple hours. Helped by a number of people, including this one, from Australia, second week in a row. Last week, I believe, we played the band Cookin' on Three Burners. That's Jake Mason's other project, which has a lot of vocals on it. And is a bit more modern than what you're hearing in the background. This is a new album by the Jake Mason Trio. It is called The Modern Ark, with a picture similar to being beamed up in a UFO. And this piece is called Boogaloo Popcorn. That was the 60s genre for a while, where the boogaloo was big in dance clubs. I remember. I have a couple records at home that support that theory. And maybe next week, if I remember and can find it, we'll play some. Preceding Jake Mason Trio, may as well back announce now so we don't get too lost in the sauce. New music from a desert blues band. And I was saying to the Mystery Man, it's become a genre since Tanarawen broke out here in the United States. This band is not Tanarawen. I-M-A-R-H-A-N. I'm not even going to try it. I don't even know the name of the record. Let's read the spine. It's called Esam. It's on the Slang label. Just released last week. And a pretty cool piece called Telot. I road tested this disc last night while I was dropping off and to sleep. And I thought, you know, we're going to insert this in the show. I hadn't programmed it until about 12:30 a.m. last night. And I was like, yeah, that's the one. Then we heard Fela Kuti, whose house got burned down by close to 1,000 soldiers in Nigeria, when he was becoming too much of a musical influencer in that city-state province murder capital, one of two in Africa, along with Sudan, vying for the title and champion of the Dark Continent, Fela Kuti, with a piece called Aphrodisiac, from 1971 with his band Africa 70. It's a reason why he is revered as the prince of modern-day African music. Later on in his career, he sounded a heck of a lot like James Brown, had a great band, including one that had both Ginger Baker and Tony Allen in the engine room on the Traps. Oh, brother, was that a great record. And began the show with the Rolling Stones, their first album, their third album, in their early stage, when Brian Jones was still interested in playing guitar. A cover of Solomon Burke's Everybody Needs Somebody to Love, which seemed to me to be a good show opener. And we play that because, significantly, the Rolling Stones now was released in February of 1965. That brings us to where we are right now. Next up on the non-hit parade, Roomful of Blues with Eddie Cleanhand Vincent on Free FM 89.0 out of Hamilton, New Z, except no substitute.
Thank you. song about a young man who's born near the atomic testing zone. He's born with severe physiological peculiarities. He's hanging nine in the cosmos, nine cool ones hanging in the universe. It's called the Mutant Stomp, friends. I'm a mutant, done been muted, down New Mexico way.
Susie?
Yes.
Susie Cream Cheese?
Yes.
This is the voice of your conscience, baby. I just want to check one thing out with you. You don't mind, do you?
What?
Susie Cream Cheese, honey, what's got into you?
Frank Zappa and the Mothers, not playing at Montreux this time, so you can't burn the casino down, as Deep Purple wrote about in Smoke on the Water. And that was one of those things that was a cool riff. I remember trying to play guitar myself, and that was one of the things I got taught, and I had it down okay, but it's just so simple and basic, and somehow, of all the Deep Purple songs, that's the one that caught on and put money in their pocket for decades. I don't even know why I'm saying that with Zappa, because the Zappa's playing in the background. The Mothers of Invention from Freak Out. We were having a discussion at my record shop on Saturday about what Zappa album you would take to the proverbial and mythical desert island. And I said, well, clearly Hot Rats is one of them. And this album, which I still insist is the best Mothers of Invention and Zappa record because of the variety of genres that he makes happen on this, everything from doo-wop to weird. But, you know, we said, well, if you're going to a desert island, you don't want to play or bring the same album that you know by heart and you have to play every day if you only have 10. On my desert island, it'd be at least 2,000 records. But, you know, so, well, one of, well, my best customer said, who's a big Zappa fan, said, Civilization, which was supposed to be part of the whole Lather, and he was going to release a triple record, and Warner Brothers said no. And Zappa, of course, fought them and wound up leaving the label. Well, I said, I think I would have to pick Overnight Sensation as a Zappa staple of my diet, because I don't know if I could go the rest of eternity without hearing Montana every once in a while. I mean, some of the stuff on that record is stupidly crude, and I'm not a fan of that period of Zappa at all. You know, when he says, oh, well, it was necessary social commentary. Well, he said that. He's been dead for over 30 years. But I thought, nah, you know what, man? Social commentary is something incisive, and none of this stuff is incisive. You're just being a jerk. But that being said, Frank Zappa, was there another like him in his lifetime? I'd have to say his buddy Beefheart may have been the only one that was close to his ability to soundscape a variety of genres, but not many. Not many indeed. Well, that's what's playing now. Preceding this was The Fugs. Now, that was a band, and I remember those days. I think I was 10 when I first got turned on to the Mothers, and then friends of mine had the Fugs record, and it was basically, I don't even know where they got it. They might have had to send away for it, because I think it was banned in a lot of places because of what they wrote about and what they said. We heard The Mutant Stomp, recorded on McDougal Street in Greenwich Village in New York City in 1967. Ed Sanders, Tully Kupferberg led that band, and they lasted a long time. I mean, the first two records are the most notorious and listened to, but they were around for 20, 30 years. Ed Sanders wrote the best book I've ever read about the Manson family. He actually got inside and hung out with them and got scared. The Mutant Stomp, The Fugs. Then Room Full of Blues, as mentioned, with Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, who started his career in the 1940s and hooked up with these guys in 1983 on a January day, along with Big Joe Turner, to roll and stumble and fumble and bring joy. And we heard the piece, not the one I was going to play, we heard No Bones, instrumental, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent. January 26, 1983 in New York City. The Jake Mason Trio we told you about. And back announced the rest of the songs here in our opening salvo, Tonight Your Ears, Tomorrow the World. Here on Free FM, we're here in the Free FM Music Zone on Wednesday evenings between 10 p.m. and midnight North Island time, and podcast all week long on places like Apple and Spotify and other places. We have a network in New Zealand, the Kama Music Network and New Zealand Media Access. So you got too many ways to listen to keep straight. And similar, we were talking at the shop about music, and that people still walk in to my shop, some of them, and say, oh man, music sucks. I don't want it, you know, nothing really has been good since, you know, Zeppelin and Floyd and classic rock. I say, you know, all that stuff was great, but music has progressed since then. And if you just experiment, sometimes it takes your head a little bit to get around some of the new things, but it's not that hard, and it's not that even that hard of work. So I urge you, and you, the open-minded who listen to this program, because you kind of got to be on a weekly basis, to, you know, push aside the established formats and go walk on the wild side, as evidenced on this program by the Mystery Man's Gambit at the end of the show every single week. Let's do this right now. All the news that gives you bits, and a couple of items caught my eye over the weekend. Britney Spears sold her catalog for $200 million. And it's like, $200 million? Britney Spears? Music? What music? And Britney Spears these days has reduced herself, because it's a conscious choice, to dancing like a lunatic on Instagram. She's still very attractive, but you know, she does this black thing to her eyes, and I'm, you know, every once in a while I pass it while I'm looking for something real on Instagram, not that she isn't, but thinking, geez, you know, you're acting like a damn fool here. And then I thought, well, if you're not making music, this is the way to pile up your numbers and please your fans, etc. But I'm not sure it did her any favors. But she doesn't need any, because she just got $200 million worth of favors. Tokyo, the world's first Pokemon park, is now established at the city limits. Man, I wish I had the money back that I spent on my son's dedication to the Pokemon ways and means over 30 years ago. He was obsessed, so were his buddies. When they even tried to explain how to play Pokemon, I was like, I had to ask for the check. I had no idea. New Delhi, world record. Two men did 42 libraries in 24 hours. Which begs the question, there's 24-hour libraries in New Delhi, India? Obama, our former president. And man, you know, I don't know how history is going to treat Barack Obama when the books are written, but surely I'd like to have either one of them back. I saw Michelle and Barack Obama on Sunday at the NBA All-Star Game. They looked like they were having a blast. Barack Obama said, aliens are real, but I don't know where they are. And Russia and the Middle East have shown pictures. One looked like a jellyfish of something that appeared over the Middle East. And then there was some other thing in Russia where they have photographic evidence of those things up in the air. Gaza, Doctors Without Borders had to leave. It's a bad situation, and they just made it worse, but they feared for their safety and their life. What a mess. Freaking Netanyahu and his right-wing buddies in Israel, they destroyed that country. And I'm not saying that Hamas was angels. They were tyrants who ruled absolutely and made people miserable, but still. A laundromat worker shot in the head in New York City over free soap in the laundromat. Note to self, don't do your laundry at that laundromat in New York City. It It could be fearsome. The man's in critical condition who got shot. Susan Lucci. I never saw 1 minute of that soap opera that was infamous here in the States. But apparently, she, her husband passed in March of 2022. She still sets a plate for him at their breakfast table. Yeah, you know, different strokes for different folks. I know if 3D ever passes before me and the odds are heavily against it, I'm going to... I can't put a spot on my head anymore because I'm already bald. But I'm getting my Bible. I'm going to become a monk. I'm going to sit by the river and spend my days reading. That's what I'm going to do. So 3D, don't die anytime soon. Not that I mind reading. I love it. Frog toxin, a new sport to play and avoid, especially if you're Russian, especially if you're a dissenter against Vlad the Impaler Putin, who killed that guy Navalny and is getting away with it. The Olympic official online site sold out of 1936 t-shirts. That was the Berlin Olympics, which Jesse Owen handed Adolf his ass for being such a racist and a crazy man. And people are buying that stuff. I don't think Hitler's face is on the t-shirt, but just reading that, I was like, what are people thinking? I mean, come on now. If you're trying to make a fashion statement, I'm not sure that's the one. Even in 2026 with the internet alive and well. Lindsey Vonn, she tore up her knee a week before the Olympics, decided, I'm going to go for it anyway. I'm 40 years old, if not more. And she's now had four surgeries on her leg when she crashed going the downhill, which was, 13 seconds? Talk about a bad week, huh? Colorado. Something. A cemetery gravestone had the deceased giving a double bird until local authorities got wind of it and made them take it down. Pam Neal, 6 years old, has sold 87,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies this year, which seems impossible. We're only on February 18th, and that's a lot of sugar diabetes about to happen. Man, one of the issues in getting here today was I had a lousy morning, and I, you know, was really not feeling well at all. But, you know, you get outside in the fresh air, You start the uphill climb to the Fifth Estate Studio A, where we do audio verite. We have a new member of our team, as mentioned last week, the big guy, along with the mystery man, and Bill and Mike at our world headquarters of Free FM. And me, at least, and all my colleagues at Free FM, you are wonderful. I love your station, love a lot of your programs, and I'm so glad that you've adopted us here from New Jersey. Bernie Goetz, two new books are out about a vigilante murderer. Oh, good. Definition: Sunicorn is the next big thing in business, or Sunicom, which is, an idea that may or may not get off the ground. I'm a panicon in my world. That's according to Trump. Concerned because I'm concerned about the planet's future, having a 34-year-old as a son, my daughter-in-law, close to the same age, and their baby, who was going to be born in within 2 months. Page two, Matt O'Brien to his wife. Are we losers? We're sitting here playing Scrabble while next door, they're banging against the wall. End result? They're looking for another place. It's like, I don't know. That would be incentive for me to say, what are we doing here? Let's get busy with the lights out inside. Roxbury, New Jersey, 10 miles from where 3D and I live. They are a proposed ICE detention center. This is the world, the word ICE really become provocative when you're talking about this current administration. Well, what is it? I mean, the Epstein files, etc., and the obsession with Greenland, which the mystery man on his New Jersey show here on Homegrown Radio NJ played music from Greenland yesterday, or Sunday, I mean, and that was dynamite. Take that, Trumpy. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, you orange-faced. New Jersey, the Van Nostrand Challenge Cup. It's a wooden ice boat race, and it dates back 135 years, the competition does. Formula One starts in Melbourne, Australia, in 2 weeks' time, on March 5th, I believe that Sunday. Is, can't wait. Michael Martin, who's the Prime Minister of the motherland, Ireland, in my case, will be in Washington, D.C., or Washington, as the natives say around here, on St. Patrick's Day. He's presenting Trump with a bowl of shamrock, singular, not plural. But one shamrock at the bottom of the bowl, things must be tough in Ireland. Benjamin Franklin was a vegetarian, among many other things. Printer, inventor, savvy politician, etc. He's a wonderful story if you've never read anything about the legacy and legendary Benjamin Franklin. Andy Warhol, quote, during the 60s, people... What is this? People forgot what emotions were supposed to be, and I don't think they ever remembered what emotions are really like. Close to the skin. Andrew, good quote. Luke chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. The devil, if you really are the Son of God, change this stone into a loaf of bread. You know, the problem with fresh bread is if you don't eat it right away, it gets like a rock. But Jesus, naturally, had the right retort. It really makes it. Jesus said, no, people need more than bread for their life. And finally, the Winter Olympics, my favorite of the two competitions. It's in Milan, Italy. And this competition is fantastic. The skeleton, the luge, ski jumping, 18 stories high, curling, among others, hockey. Fantastic. I'm getting up to Lake Placid this year, recommended. And then we'll get back to the music, happily. Recommended. There's a show, I believe it's on either Netflix or Home Box Office. And it is, it's about the 1980 Miracle on Ice. Hour and 12 minute documentary. Man, talk about a tyrant. What a crazy man Herb Brooks was. The players all said, we've never worked that hard in our entire professional life. But look at the result they got. They should never have beaten the Russians back then. And then they had to go to the gold medal game where they were down after two periods and beat Was it Sweden or Finland? One of the two. And they did it. And some of those guys turned out, you know, they were all amateurs at that point, but they turned out to be really good pros in the NHL. The goalie Jim Craig, Mike Arruzioni, et cetera, et cetera. I happily and thoroughly recommend this documentary. It's a real good reminder of the 1980 Olympics. And I saw yesterday that an American speed skater is the first guy since the legendary Eric Heiden, who lives in Lake Placid, to set records, gold medals. He won gold medals in both the 500 and the 1,000 meters. I remember Eric Heiden in 1980. His legs, they were tree trunks, and he blasted around the ice. It was great. So to walk the same path that he did and share the same air, I got to get to Lake Placid and knock back a couple foamy mugs at one of the local pubs. Right now, you're going to knock me out, I know, if I don't shut up and play some more music. So let's do that. All the news that gave you fits, and if it didn't, me reading them just now might have. Tonight, Your Ears, Tomorrow the World continues with an album from last year, which I didn't spend nearly enough time with. And I believe, after giving it a good listen on Sunday this week, that this is the equal of the current Mavis Staples record. It's that good. And it's by the Queen of New Orleans, Irma Thomas, who did the original version that the Stones did a cover of in 1964 of Time Is On My Side. Well, this is the band Galactic, who are well known around the Crescent City, where this now being Lent, I guess, the vomitorium that becomes New Orleans has ceased to exist for a time. Galactic and Irma Thomas from the album Audience with the Queen, aptly titled. And this is a track, need I repeat myself? I think I will. You people better be having a good time so far tonight. We're going to come find you. And don't forget, I mentioned before, and it's not an idle threat, black eyes all around if you're not listening and cheerleading along with tonight's edition and offering of the 1 hour and 58 minute tour de force, The Pale-Faced Parabola.
Could be the good and bad, they come and go. I never seen nor heard so many bastards in all my life.
The cassette?
Yeah.
And?
Changed my life.
I'm not surprised. It's dangerous, you know. It bites. What kind of teeth do you think it has?
It triggered off a series of hallucinations. I woke up with a headache.
First time ever?
No, I've been hallucinating for a while, ever since...
What?
Since I first saw Videodrome.
Little bit of Soul worth all money and gold. just go if the woman's got soul. If the woman's got soul. If the woman's got soul.
You're listening to The Creature of the Night.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
I want to give props to this band at the expense of hearing them clearly for you, the audience. This is the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. This was a hit here at Free FM. I think it was our album of the week when it came out. The album's called I Told You So, and the trio is comprised of Grant Schroff, Jimmy James, and at the organ, Delvon Lamar. The piece we're listening to is called Girly Face, and I picked it simply for the title. This is wonderful stuff, like I was talking about before when the Jake Mason trio played. Love this kind of Jimmy Smith, Jimmy McGriff type keyboard jazz. Even Spencer Davis Group with Stevie Winwood, when they were a ongoing thing in the mid-60s. They used to do stuff like this, and it was great. It's what turned me on to this kind of music initially, because in America, we didn't always get black music, this kind of black music, on the radio or in our record shops. You had to go, you know, have a white guy, you know, like play this if they even could. Graham Bond could play like this, etc. Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, Girly Face. Preceding that, one of the masters of 1960s soul. His name is Curtis Mayfield. And apparently, according to legend, he wasn't all that great of a guy to deal with personally and professionally. But what a songwriter. And what a vision he had for his approach to his art of music. I mean, and then talk about ill-fated. He was playing a benefit gig, I believe, in Flushing, New York, right next to the baseball stadium. And they had a stage erected and a lightning storm came through unexpectedly and knocked one of the stanchions over, and it landed on Curtis Mayfield, and he was a quadriplegic for the rest of his life. I think he held on for about a decade and actually made more music, which wasn't nearly as great as the stuff with the Impressions. What an artist, what a man, in that frame anyway. We heard Woman's Got Soul from Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions, and I forget what year that was released, if you even care. Was it, oh yeah, October. It was recorded October of 1964. And this is a double album set. It's the anthology, 1961 to 1977. If you don't have this in your collection, you just made a big mistake. So say me, Jumpin' J.B. Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, despite my off-mic aversion to jazz vocalese, that was an interesting exercise in breath control, because that guy was going for it. Everybody's Boppin' is the name of the track. That was recorded November 4th, 1959 for the Columbia label. I don't like jazz vocalese normally at all, but I like the song Twisted, which I never knew about until Joni Mitchell's Court and Spark. And then, you know, got into this disc, Everybody's Boppin', which we just heard the title track. And I don't like it much now either, but I like that piece. I do like this woman, Melody's Echo Chamber. The album is called Unclouden, and it's the best thing I've heard so far this year. It was released late in 2025. She's an American, I believe, but she had to go over to England to get noticed. And, well, I'm noticing, because it's kind of a cross, if I'm recommending or talking about it, between Sade and, well, I don't know who else, but it doesn't sound like Sade at all. It just, it's got that vibe to it. Lots of musicality in it. A lot of vocals that you can't really understand. I guess that's okay. And we began the set with Irma Thomas, the Queen of New Orleans, for a reason. If you have a song like Time Is On My Side on your resume, then you're good to go. I-M-H-O. This is the Pale-Faced Parabola. We've had several capers this year. I forgot to count here on Free FM. Number two, pencils and notebooks mandatory. Clothes optional. Get ready. One of my favorite bands from the 1960s. The Birds, The Lovin' Spoonful, and These Rascals changed my ears for the better. The British Invasion aside. The Young Rascals, because they were still young back here. The Quartet, Gene Cornish, Dino Danelli, Eddie Brigati, and Felix Cavalieri. And they're in love with their music and this girl.
Toque su guitarra.
A strange, exciting thing about to be. I have a tingling feeling deep inside of me. I never felt the way I'm feeling. I never thought I'd see you. Everything seems so right for me, just rolling. Feeling happy.
as free. I keep dreaming, dreams I'm dreaming, tripping along merrily. Only thing needed is someone to come along and trip away with me. Quite as much as it does now. All of my thoughts are scattering and touching what I think is right somehow. Feel a strange, exciting thing about to be. I've been flying high above reality.
Is yet another organ trio, a three-piece, goes by WRD, which I guess means weird. The album's called The Hit. Came out several years ago on the Color Red record label, and they actually have a stereo logo on here. It's like, well, I think it's pretty safe to assume in the modern age that It would be stereo, even though mono sounds really great. This track called, well, it's also Boogaloo Night here, clearly. This one's called Bobby's Boogaloo by WRD. Robert Walter on the keys, Eddie Roberts on guitar, and Adam Deitch on the bangs. WRD. And that came out of the Young Rascals doing a track called Sueño, which is Espanol for sleepy, or sleep. And that, the proverbial deep track. Because if you're a Young Rascals fan and you're thirsty to hear something besides groovin', you're going to the wrong place if you listen to the wrong radio station. That's why stations like ours exist. Our station is Free FM 89.0 out of Hamilton, NZ, the home of Back Porch Bluegrass, and the show that follows us, Phil Gray and his Retrospect show, which is an amazing show because he doesn't settle. He plays 60s music, but he doesn't settle for standard. And I've been listening to him now before I started working for this station, and I marvel at his ability to make an hour really entertaining. That's coming up at midnight here live, and you can listen to podcasts of his show also during the week. Young Rascals, Sueño, and we talked about the other people that we just played. That ends tonight, your ears tomorrow, the world, the game within a game, the show within a show. And we got a lot to do before we quit tonight. So how about if we just get right back to it? Kamasi Washington, who doesn't fit snugly into the jazz world, which is where I believe, at least, he started out with this triple album set, The Epic. And I don't hear, I listen to jazz radio occasionally, I don't hear him played that often. So I guess it's up to us on this, the occasion of his birthday, to play Kamasi Washington. And from the 6-song EP called Harmony of Difference, which I believe was written for a movie, this is a track called Humility. As I purport to be your humble servant here on Volunteer Radio, having a natural ball at being able to do this on a weekly basis. Kamasi Washington here on Free FM.
My head, I can breathe the air.
my album of the year in 2024, Peter Gabriel from I.O. and a track called Love Can Heal. Can I get an amen, somebody, anybody, for that declaration? This is the dark mix for those of you who are keeping score tonight here. Mental Hopscotch, Musical Gymnastics, The Pale-Faced Parabola. Hurtling to an inevitable conclusion, but not yet.
We wake up early in Karaka to Alaska. We put our masks on to welcome the dawn. We call the huskies and collide into their fur, fragrant in the overcast. Don't be a bitter man, it could be worse, sir. We're slaving Belo Resort, not to Japan. It's cold as shit, always that way. Sometimes it gets a 99 below.
Shine! all else confusion reigns. And though I ask, no one explains. My unit friend has been and gone. He said that I must soldier on. And though the Ferris wheel spins round, my tongue it seems has run the ground. And forces my befuddled brain shines on brightly, quite insane. Shine on, ha! Shine on, ha! Shine.
I've made too many mistakes to accurately document in the time we have left tonight, brethren. But one of the big ones was not going to see Benny Goodman and his orchestra before he passed. And I thought, Benny Goodman, he tours all the time. You know, I'll pass on that. I did the same thing with Roy Orbison. And, you know, he died in the interim. And I'm like, what? What's wrong with you? And that's another thing that's too much to accurately chronicle right now. We're listening to Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea from the Benny Goodman Orchestra. This is a change from what I was originally going to do because track one doesn't always bend to our will here at the Fifth Estate Studio A. This piece, if I get to the booklet accurately, and this was recorded July 29th, 1952 in NYC. This is a sextet. Teddy Wilson, who worked with Billie Holiday. And Terry Gibbs on the vibes, along with Goodman on clarinet. On this piece, Benny Goodman, here on the Pale-Faced Parabola. Preceding that, you heard a band I revere, and that may be, of all their great songs, my favorite one. In fact, I'll make a bold statement and say that it is. Shine On Brightly, the title track of Procol Harum's second record, their first real group effort since the first one, didn't even have Whiter Shade of Pale on it. They were getting the personnel together for that first album. But this one, they had the setup. And I was just saying to the mystery man, who's up next or up after this next song, that any band that's got Gary Brooker on piano and vocals and Robin Trower on guitar, I'm in. Shine On Brightly. What a performance vocally on that track and guitar-wise. Oh, much love for it. Stephen Malkmus from the band Pavement, his first solo record in 2001. We heard a track called Fantasies, spelled PH, because I don't think Stephen Malkmus could do anything straight when it comes to music and his approach to it. Peter Gabriel, from my album of the year, Love Can Heal, as I mentioned before. What a performer, the whole bit. His 1970 stuff with Genesis, great. His solo music, as good, if not better. I.O. is the album this was taken from, The Dark Mix. We also heard NRBQ in that set, one of my besties. I play him on a weekly basis here in New Jersey on my show. I heard the 12 Bar Blues, and I think it's a double meaning. It's 12 Bar Blues, Big Al Anderson, and it's also those guys knew from Where to Get Firewater. This is from the new issue, or reissue, of the album Grooves in Orbit, complete with IDs about the album from Captain Lou Albano, who was a damaged piece of work in the wrestling world in the day, and began the set with Humility and Supplication from Camisee Washington and his 15-piece band from the EP Harmony of Difference. It's on his label. I think that music was written for a movie or some kind of TV production. But I'll neither confirm nor deny. I just said that. The name of this piece is Staircase to the Day. There's a band called Gravy Train, and this was a desperate pull looking for bed music because we just completed We Cheat the Hangman, and now we're into our third and final trip of the evening, the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act. Retrospect is next. Stay webbed in for that, or listen live, Hamilton, if you're just getting out of the Navarro Lounge. Hi, Ivan. We just heard The Damned covering The Stones' The Last Time song, which really got my attention. I remember Keith Richards saying he stole that lick from an old Staple Singers record. Well, we're not going to play the Staple Singers to finalize the show tonight, but we are going to bring... Oh, yeah, there you are. So, you're playing what and why?
A band called Cocana, and they're from France, and they sing in Occitan, which is a language that's spoken in parts of France and Italy, and it sounds kind of like a mixture of French and Italian. It's a Latinate language, so that's what we're going to hear.
All right, you've been schooled, audience. Thank you for your ears tonight. The Mystery Man and I will meet you again in 168, but right now we're out of time. We're close to it, so let's get to business. Thank you, Sláinte, and good fortune.
Quien truqui, tú lo mueves.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.